Welcome, everybody, to Awakening Plus. It's March 15, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com and, of course, awakeningplus.com. And today we're doing our weekly New Earth Support Team call. And we're here to support the evolution of planet Earth, speed it up a little bit, and we're going to get all kinds of goodies for ourselves at the same time. I'm going to light my Mesa candle. Alrighty, so I'm going to make sure my phone will not be disruptive as well. Yep, need to do that. All right, beautiful. Okay, so let's relax and settle in. Still laughing about the bees on that graphic. That was pretty funny. All right. So tonight, as always, I'm going to ask that you give this event your undivided attention. You are not only going to have a better experience yourself that way, but you're going to affect everybody else by the quality of energy that you hold. So you being in a fully focused state, doing only this will help you and everybody else. This applies actually whether you're on the recording or the live event. If you need to leave before we close the sacred container, then please ask the divine allies to ease you out nice and gentle, and you'll be able to go on your way without disrupting what we're doing. Again, this applies on the recording or the live call. All right. With that said, let's get rolling. Please close your eyes, get comfortable. Any physical position is fine as long as you are alert and comfortable. I'm going to call the directions, and I'm going to call in a whole bunch of divine allies from many different religions and traditions. What they're all going to have in common, they're all of high vibration and benevolent intent. So here we go. Pachamama. Mama Kia. Wirakocham Inti Kwichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call spirit songs higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. I call Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call my elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Hedgehog. I call the higher selves of Jeremy, Zachary, Deborah, Thisa, Moo, West. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a sacred membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we got a container. So now if you wish, you can join us in embodied awakening. This will be a little invocation. It will call your higher self to come merge with you in your physical body. Metaphorically, it's like you're the car and your personality slides to the passenger seat and your divine is going to drive. If at any point your personality does not like the divine's driving, it can take the wheel anytime it wants. The divine will step out with no fuss and your personality's back in control. So the ego part of you is at no risk. There's no danger. You can reverse instantly if you wish. The benefits of embodied awakening include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you can do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out in your brain, you can just know what to do through intuition more, and there is more bliss. If that sounds all right, then I invite you to repeat out loud if you can, silently if you must, speaking to your higher self starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please let the words go and relax. If you are feeling energy moving in your system, just feel the energy moving passively. Let it do what it wants. If you cannot feel the energy, then just feel breath. Let it come and go as it will, and just notice the sensation as it comes and goes. In either case, there's no mental component. You're just feeling sensation. Somatic only, please. Tips that will help you have a quicker, more effective result. I recommend you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Stay passive. Either feel the energetics or feel the breath. If you can feel the energy, that's the preferable focus. If you become distracted while we're in this process, a distraction is anything other than your chosen focus, energy or breath. Let that distraction be just as it is. No resistance. Don't try to change it. Just let it be as it is with no resistance. But do consider it to be an uninvited guest to whom you need to pay no additional attention. Then you return your attention to your chosen focus, energy or breath. If the distraction remains, that's okay. Let it do its thing while you do your thing. If you fight it or struggle with it, you're just going to make it stronger. Speaking of distractions, my heating system just turned on. And after we're done, I'll want to check in to see if the noise was a problem. Again, I'm in a new space and I'm making appropriate adjustments. Also, while we're in this process, we can learn how little effort is needed to hold our focus. To learn how much that is, let's take a moment and drop to no effort at all. Simply exist. So now that you've been at zero effort for a moment, notice, are you still aware of that focus you had chosen, even without trying to be? If you still have awareness of it, even without trying, then zero effort is plenty. Stay there. If you lost your chosen focus, then start adding a little teensy tiny bit of effort, like the touch of a feather, and keep adding those very tiny increments until you get some awareness back. Any amount of awareness of energy or breath is fine. And then just rest at that very minimal amount of effort. You want to use the least effort possible that gets us the awareness. Any effort beyond that will actually slow things down. I can feel that some of us are in embodied awakening. The way you'll know that is when all the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So more and more of us are coming into embodied awakening. The more of us that get there, the easier it will be for the rest. Again, this works beyond time and space, whether you're live or on the recording. We'll leave just a moment longer for anyone else who's not yet in embodied awakening to have a chance to get there. If you're in embodied awakening, just relax and hang out. Just you being there will be helpful. If you're not there, again, don't use effort. That'll just slow it down. Relax and passively notice the feeling of energy in your body, or failing that, just feel your breath come and go. Okay, so whether or not you made it to embodied awakening, we're moving into our service now. They're ready for us. Being in full embodied awakening is not mandatory, it's just helpful. So wherever you're at now, just relax, and things are going to start happening on their own. The allies are moving. And as always, I'll just state our intention. Beautiful divine allies, we come to serve. We have showed up here in whatever way we can help to move along the great global awakening, fifth density, fifth dimension, Aquarian age, whatever you want to call it. We're here to help with that. So any use we can offer that serves highest good of all concerned, we would love to do that. Please make use of us. So they're starting to make use of us by cleaning us up. I can feel my body shaking. So this is pretty par for the course. So you may feel that any heavy energies, blocks, energetic difficulties are now being stirred up for clearing. Your job is to relax, let them do their work. Please be chill. In this context, it's better not to do the healing invocation or any other proactive strategy. Just relax. The principle that has been operating with us lately is that we get work done ourselves, and whatever happens to us radiates out for the benefit of the rest of humanity. So if you're getting a little bit of energetic cleanup, that means a lot of other people are as well. If you have a challenging situation happening, meaning just that something feels uncomfortable, then just rest your attention gently wherever the challenging sensation is, while the allies work to bring it up and clear it out. Some of us are clearing for a lot of other people right now, and not just ourselves. If you're new to this event, it often starts on the challenging side, but we are going to end up in some very sweet, blissful space. So stick with us, and I believe you'll have a really awesome endgame experience. One promise I can make to you is you're not going to get overwhelmed. In our events, we're in a safe container. The allies will not allow anyone to get too much of anything. You're not going to get excessively blissed out. You're not going to get excessively in a state of pain or discomfort. Just relax and let the energy move. So my body is now shaking in a different way. It feels like a new kind of cleansing is coming through. So now I'm starting to feel that sweet energy in the body. On these events, my experience tends to be the composite of everybody's experience. So most people are going to be feeling something very similar to what I am. However, some people are outliers in a certain event and they will have a whole different experience. So if your experience is different than what I am describing, just go with what your experience is. Please do not make any effort to make your experience match my description. Just go with what's happening for you. It is quite frequent for people to get customized experiences for all or part of an event. So just go with what's happening. So I kind of got both things happening. I've got some heavy energy clearing, and I've got a lot of bliss at the same time. And now that heavy energy they were stirring up is now flushing away. Feels like it's going down and out the base of my spine. Yeah, big heavy energy dump right now at the base of the body. Down to Mother Earth, who loves this stuff. Heavy energy is like a yummy dessert for her. So if you're releasing heavy energy down into the ground, just give it to Mother Earth with your blessings and know that for her it can be a sacrament. Whoa, feeling good. There's a lot of tingly energy in the body now. Very tingly bliss related to higher consciousness. It's feeling really, really sweet right now. So now it feels like we're moving into the upgrade part of the evening. So they did some heavy energy release. And now the focus seems to be a little more on lifting us into higher consciousness, higher vibration, which may involve some more heavy energy release, because the only thing that was stopping you from being at that higher level already was some heavy energy. So it's like it's hard to have the one without the other, hard to get into a more blissful, higher state of awakening without releasing some heavy energy. So they do tend to correlate. So it appears that we're once again each going to be taken to the highest level of personal awakening that is available to us. And then that consciousness will radiate from each one of us down to the collective. So we're doing surrogate healing and we're doing surrogate awakening. The healing and awakening we experience on this call is going to benefit many, many people beyond you. If during the call, uncomfortable cleansings or healings happen, know that the more intense the challenge, the more awesome the breakthrough. One spiritual teacher I read compared it to a slingshot. The further you pull that rock back in the rubber band, the further it stretches, the higher and longer it flies. So I'm once again having a lot of physical shaking, especially in the lower part of my body. They're stirring up some heavy energy again. Doesn't feel like it's mine, but collectives. So if that's happening for you, just let them shake and stir up whatever heavy energy they're putting through you. They've told us in the past there are certain types of clearing that can only be accomplished through a living human body, which is what we are providing. You will have the optimal experience and be of the greatest service by being completely passive and simply letting things run on their own. Your ego is simply not qualified to control this process. It is way above its pay grade. Please relax and let our beautiful divine allies take care of everything. Here comes a new wave of higher consciousness. Just relax and enjoy that. It's in the whole body, but I'm especially feeling it in the crown chakra and in the pineal gland. So far on this event, most of the action has been in your individual body and your individual awareness. I haven't felt a whole lot of group blending, and that's fine. We'll just go with whatever they've got. They want me to pass along, if you want to have the deepest, most awesome awakening, then that comes of necessity when you really step up to serve. So if you're truly passionate about assisting the awakening and healing of others, that creates a need, a necessity for your own awakening to accelerate and deepen and your own healing to go quicker. someone, I don't normally say stuff like that on an event like this, but they asked me to pass that along. At least one person needed to hear that. Bottom line, you will receive the greatest personal benefit when you selflessly serve others. That's why on these events, these New Earth Support Team calls, we ourselves are given deep healing and awakening so that the new consciousness we hold individually can be transmitted down to the collective on Earth. And it's still a mix of bliss and heavy energy flushing through. They're very clever beings. They're not going to give you any more than you can do. So they're going to fine-tune the amount of heavy energy clearing they give to each of us to what our actual current capability is. So you can relax and know that you can handle whatever shows up during these events. Oh, that's some really nice bliss there. It really got very ecstatic there. Still is. So rest and enjoy that bliss. In my free invocation masterclass, I talk about how I use the metaphor of the great onion of consciousness. Every time a layer peels, more bliss, more divine light is exposed to your human self. That's what just happened. We did some clearing and then a whole new level of bliss just opened right up. So relax and enjoy that. Just be open to whatever healing or whatever ecstasy comes along. One thing I learned over the years of doing ayahuasca ceremonies was to eventually develop no preference at all as to whether I had a really intense cleanup night or whether the night was just full of ecstasy and bliss or any combination thereof. Probably a good attitude to hold on these calls too. Just relax, and if heavy energy processing shows up, awesome. If ecstasy and euphoria show up, awesome. And they're on these calls, they're totally mixed together. The one supporting the other in a beautiful, virtuous cycle. Or maybe I should say a virtuous spiral. Up and up and up. Now there's some intense clearing in my body now. Yeah, they're getting big. They're going to town now. That's a big clearing happening in this moment. It is being divvied up among us, but that's quite a lot of heavy energy that is being cleared off the planet so the Great Awakening can proceed. It is our honor and privilege to be the means through which it is taken out. I'm aware of energy processing through me, but I know nothing about it. And what you do not have to know about heavy energy is it processes through you in moments like this. You don't have to know what it is or how it got there. You don't have to have any story about it. Don't have to know who or what it came from. You just have to relax and be, and the divine just processes it through you. If they don't show you what it is, fine. Ignorance is bliss. If there is some need for you to know what it is, they'll pop down an image or a thought to reveal that to you. Either way is fine. The energy clears just as well either way. Mm-hmm. I got a big wiggle going down there in my lower body. Now a big flush. Just let that energy pour out down into the earth. Relax fully, let it clear. There's another layer cleared. See if you don't feel a deeper bliss, a more profound ecstasy as a result of having just cleared that heavy energy. Okay, just sit and, or lay and feel your radiant divinity. A little more clearing. And now peace and calm. At least for me. Now the bliss is getting really strong and really beautiful. Relax and let go into this profound ecstasy. You deserve it. Enjoy it. There's one way to know for sure if you deserve something that's happening that's really beautiful in a ceremony. The way you can know if you deserve it is if it is happening. You cannot have a ceremonial experience you don't deserve, otherwise it would not happen in the first place. Now, for the first time tonight, I'm getting a more clear awareness of the broader space we're working in. I'm having some sense of all of us awakening plus people blended together at a higher level. And that higher level blended being merging to some degree with the vast number of divine beings all around planet Earth, holding beautiful space for the planet's movement into fifth dimension or Aquarian age or whatever you want to call it. More heavy energy shaking up. more shaking. They're stirring up another layer of heavy energy. Not clearing yet, but getting all shook up and ready to clear. Allow your body to shake or vibrate or tremble however it needs to. You're welcome to do anything at all the body is inclined to do, as long as no one gets hurt. That can include crying, sobbing, screaming, pounding a pillow with your fist, jumping up and down, whatever the body wants to do. I recommend you allow it. As long as no one gets hurt and no one gets seriously freaked out. Yeah, it's a big shakeup. We're going to have a good release when this shakeup is all done here. The allies are saying thank you for processing so much heavy energy for us tonight. They're really grateful. This is definitely one of the more intense heavy energy clear-ups that we've done on a New Earth support team call. Relax and just go with it. They're only going to give you as much as you can handle. They're saying, unless you ask for more than that, and I don't recommend it. All right, they just capped out, and now my body is not shaking anymore. Stay with your process, whatever it is, bliss or ecstasy or both, just go with it. I meant to say challenge or ecstasy or both. Release any preference you may have around that and just go with what's really happening. Relax into the process without preference. Serve unconditionally. Relax and just be with what is happening. Okay, my body finally stopped shaking and we're in a whole new state now. It's a sweeter, subtler vibration. Very hard to describe beyond that, but it feels really sweet. Actually, for all that shaking up and prep, I didn't feel anything flush. I think they transmuted the energy to love and light, which is equally fine. Yeah, I feel all this tingling in my body. Yeah, they just shifted its vibration, dark to light. We'll take it. Let go and be with this beautiful new state that just arrived. It's a really sweet opportunity to go deeper. Let it come to you. Don't go to it. There you go. Just relax and let this new state just soak into you like water into a sponge. More heavy energy processing. They're saying we have so much heavy energy to process from Earth. We're so glad you guys showed up. I just shifted to a different state. Hard to describe, but very sweet. Okay, now it feels like they're slowly starting to ease us back down to our physical bodies. Doesn't mean you left your body, I did not. But after you get to a certain level of ability, you're able to be in the body consistently and also experiencing all those other levels. There's no need to leave. So they're easing all that high vibration consciousness that we were in. They're saturating your physical body with it, so you get to hold the maximum amount of it that serves highest good and have that available for your daily life. Okay, I'm all here. So I'm fully present in my body, which now feels a lot more like energy. Still aware of those higher dimensions, and yet simultaneously fully present in physical, both and. Okay, I'm going to call the directions and close the mesa, and then we'll have some opportunity for Q&A and feedback. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wirakocham, Inti, Kui. Thank you, Ally, for this lovely experience. Thanks for letting us be of service. We're honored to have had the privilege of having some heavy energy transmuted and cleared through us. And of course, we're super grateful for all the bliss and ecstasy that we received. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this process, please stay with them for as long as it serves highest good. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Whew. That ends the formal process. If you are not yet a member of Awakening Plus, you're welcome to attend our free events. If you want to go deeper, we do have a $1 for 30-day trial that gives you full membership for that period of time. You can get into the full archive of over 300 events. You can do all the live events. And there's all a lot more in the membership even beyond that. So check that out at awakeningplus.com if you're interested. If any of y'all are interested in working with me privately, go to astroshaman.com and you'll learn about how I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. All right. Would love some feedback. And I have two specific feedback requests. The first is to know if the heater was a problem. It turned on two or three times, and to my ears, it was pretty noisy, but I want to know what y'all experience was of that. And secondly, I need to know, was my internet connection strong and consistent, both audio and video, as far as you can tell? I have activated an internet extender, and my hope is that it's given me a strong enough signal that I'll have nice and juicy internet down here. I'm in the basement, actually. So I'm getting a lot of typing. Let me see what people are saying. Hang on. Everything seemed great. Never heard a heater. Internet was good. Strong connection. Heater was not an issue. Connection was pretty strong. Heater did not bother me. Heater was not bad. Noisy, but not a real distraction. Good. That's very encouraging. I want y'all to have a good experience. Internet good, heater only mildly distracting. Yeah, I might be able to get some kind of insulation around the heater vents to reduce the noise. Heater felt like water running in the background, not intrusive, sound was really clear. Wow, that's really encouraging. Thank you all. It's really helpful to me to get real-time feedback like this. Okay, that is enough. I have what I need on the internet, knowing the internet was strong, the background sound was not too big a deal. Awesome. All right, so let me, So anyone also can speak if you would like to give verbal feedback, just unmute yourself and speak if you wish. That would be awesome.
Hello.
Hey.
This is my first time, and I just wanted to share a couple of things.
Okay.
In the beginning, I just wanted to touch on briefly some of the things I was feeling.
Okay.
Somebody with a left knee issue that seemed to be going better. I feel like somebody's there's a new life coming for somebody. I saw a baby.
Mm.
So that was very nice.
Cool.
And also briefly, there was some digestional issues with somebody, and I felt like that was also being cleared out too. And I just want to express how wonderful this was. I've been in a lot of healing situations, and it's really funny because I really never thought I could handle all that. That was really great.
Oh,
really great. I actually, it was empowering because it's like, what little me doing all that? Well, thank you very much. I'll be coming back.
Good. Thank you, Harmony. I'm so glad you showed up, and thank you very much for that feedback. All right. Harmony has muted. Patricia, hi.
Hi. Oh, wow. This was awesome. This session was so awesome. I was still itchy. I'm getting used to it now. And it's kind of like it comes up and it goes down and then it's gone and it's great. I mean, I wasn't able to connect last week and because I was doing other stuff. And oh boy, I when you started today, I went, oh, that's what I've been missing. Yeah. Oh, this one was awesome. This was great. It was so cool. Yeah. I mean, that's about all. I got a lot of images and a lot of just really great stuff. The transmutation, all of that, it just kind of hit a whole new level this time. Thanks.
Nice. I'm so glad, Patricia. Thanks for the feedback. Thanks for showing up. All right. Floor is open. If anyone else would like to speak or type or whatever feels right.
Hi, I would like to speak. Hi. My name is Becky. It may show up as Indy, but I participate with him, and I just wanted to communicate what power this was today. I was processing a lot of dark energy from the county that I live in. And I saw a visual of like this dark cloud from the county that was like coming into me, and the wind got really strong outside of the door, and the wind chimes were just going crazy.
Wow.
This energy was processing. So, I mean, that was pretty evident that, you know, this was pretty powerful stuff. So it was just a very interesting experience where, you know, I was feeling the tingling as the negative energy was processing through me.
Wow. This,
there's been a lot of just negativity in the community where I live right now. So I felt like, you know, I had prayed a prayer earlier in the day for Haywood County. And that God would just awaken Haywood County. And so it was pretty powerful to have that experience tonight.
Wow.
To feel it, you know, being processed through me. So, I felt like I was turning it to light from that.
Nice.
That darkness to light.
And are you feeling okay?
Yes, I'm feeling wonderful now.
Good. Yeah, just because it sounded like God was coming through, and I was just making doubly sure that, you know, my belief is they won't give any of us individually more than we can process. Sounds like you've got quite a bit of processing capacity. Yeah, that's great.
Did, but I feel very light now. So I feel like I'm totally back in my body. To where I was feeling very heavy before the meditation, and now I feel just this new energy that I didn't feel before that. So
nice.
So it's pretty incredible.
All right. Sounds like a winner. Thank you so much. Thanks for sharing. Okay. And Viorica typed, my solar plexus was pulsating when releasing. Nice. We're still open for sharing. So anyone who would like to speak or type, you're welcome to contribute any insights or questions or anything you feel like contributing here.
Hi, Benjamin. This is Fabian here.
Hey, Craig.
I'm just going by audio.
Okay.
Okay. I have a question about, lately I'm noticing in my life, things are coming together just out of the blue. Things are coming together. Lots of information coming, lots of support. And I'm feeling this rush happening with synchronicity, but also like I'm feeling it energetically with like how tonight's session was. So there's this kind of resonance outside of these sessions, and I have questions around timing. Like how does this resonance work? Can you give me some insight if that's... I'm not asking too much.
Oh, happy to. First, let's not complain when things are going great.
yeah, no complaints.
Have you really dedicated yourself like to service and healing and awakening? Is that a big deal for you?
Yes, it is, I would say.
And have you been working at it pretty persistently?
Yes.
I'd say you're getting the rewards of your efforts.
Wow.
No, you if you have the clear intention to serve and help, and you're actually doing it and showing up and doing what you said you would do, then that is always rewarded. So it sounds like you're just, you know, you've been putting a lot of good energy and, you know, putting excellent stuff out and you're getting it back. Pretty straightforward. Wow.
This is amazing. My gosh, just the love, that amount of love. And to feel, I wasn't able to feel happiness before. I'm very empathic and I feel a lot of heaviness. And a lot of hardship is happening. I identify as a Black woman. Uh-huh. And it's very hard to live in a body like this in these times. I'm Canadian and I'm unhappy what's happening with my country. Like, so there's so much depth.
Yep.
So it's beautiful to see this levity coming, this healing, what healing actually looks like. It's beyond imagining. It's so synchronistic and beautiful. And this vibration of love is so powerful and beautiful. So I just want to thank you for bringing this through and continuing to do this really important work. Cool. It's blessing my life, and I'm sure it's blessing many other people's lives. So peace and love be with you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I'll add one thing. Reality is based on where you're looking from. And if you're looking from the human earthly level, then we can identify as a particular race or nationality and all that stuff. And on this human level, that stuff is really important. But you go up a level or two and you're just divinity. And the nature of that what I would say the more true us, because I mean, the human us will die eventually, but that higher divine being goes on and on and on for a long, long time. So once you awaken to and start identifying with that being, that part of you, its core essence is bliss, ecstasy, and euphoria. So it sounds to me like you're beginning to awaken to that deeper you that transcends all the human stuff. And thus you'll be able to experience, I mean, that's more of what my experience is like. I wake up most days and I'm already in a state of ecstasy because I'm awake to my divinity much more than I used to be. So just remember the human ain't the whole thing. And part of what we do here is we learn about our higher aspects, which we then integrate into the human. It's all about embodied awakening, not just going off on some, you know, spaced out awakening trip. But then we, you know, then we can serve to heal those who are of our lineage, our nationality, our race, or whatever else we might be identifying with, our gender, whatever you want to focus on. But my belief is that each of us, you know, having the most blissful, ecstatic, fully divine experience in our human bodies is going to radiate all this awesome energy out to everyone else. And if you have a specific desire to assist a certain group of people, particularly, you can totally just say, hey, highest good energy to, you know, people of this description, and your divine energy will radiate out specifically to that group. So it's totally a both and. I'm not saying you should forget about your human identities and just totally go into spiritual stuff. That's an option. But if you feel strongly that you want to serve and help for the upliftment of people of a particular human description, you can totally, just by you awakening, help that automatically to some degree. And then you can ask just highest good energy to name the type of people you're sending to, and they'll totally be helped. Is that a helpful answer, Fagan?
It is. It's helpful to know that it's possible to send love and healing to a specific channel. I am open to all channels, of course. But I think there's also truth in my feeling and experience of living in a body at this time.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I can hold space for both, for all of us. So thank you again.
You're welcome. Yeah, I'm pretty privileged. I'm a older white male guy, you know, raised in America. So I'm aware of just how much privilege I have on the human level. And at the same time, I have learned a lot about, you know, the injustices that have been done to the others who are less privileged. And I'm very sympathetic to what they've had to go through. And I'm just trying to bless it all. And, you know, my vision of the incoming Aquarian age is far more equality, people being treated far more equally, more and more people truly holding an attitude of what's good for one is good for all. And I think that's a lot of what we're seeing with COVID and the current national and global inequities being put into such stark relief around the virus and the vaccines and all that. And it's just kind of been putting up in our faces. So each of us has our own little niche of service, whatever we're most passionate about, whatever we're most drawn to, whatever we care the most about is where our energy is desired. And, you know, mine is more of just a global, let's bring the whole earth to a higher vibration. And I'm not really, you know, specifically focused on a particular subset of humans. I just want all of us to awaken and heal. But those who are passionate about, you know, a certain subset of that, that's your calling. And each of us has our own unique niche. And so whatever you really care about is, in my opinion, where that would be great to send your energy. So I hope that's helpful. That's my take. And, you know, everyone gets to do it their own way. So thank you. So it looks like we've got some typing here. I want to share that to put it in here. Yeah, a lot of typing, actually. Let's see. Sue typed, oh, bum, I have missed today due to the change in daylight saving. All you now learned has occurred. Bum and bum. Hope you all had a lovely healing collective time. See you next week at the right time. Marie typed, had a different experience today. It felt like being in a misty layer of red, orange, brown energy, which shifted into a white flower, then a higher misty energy field of pink. Wow, cool. Harmony typed, tremendous amount of energy cleared. I want to mention that it's okay to just let go of overthinking, learn to feel through things, blessed be. And then Deanna types, very heavy tonight, right leg twitching and jerking, moaning, nausea, headache in the third eye. Now it is still waves of nausea and head is starting to something. Hang on. Head is starting to open and tingle. I never heard the heater. It took all I had to process tonight. I hope you're feeling better now, Deanna. If you need any specific support, let us know. And Cynthia missed it too with the time change. Yeah, I'm sorry that some of y'all didn't get here in time. I noticed we had a little bit lower turnout than usual, so hopefully everyone will be back in sync next time around.
Benjamin, I just wanted to do a quick check-in.
Sure.
Yeah, it was still doing waves of nausea for a while, and then it turned to some tingling in the head and then an incredible stiff neck. And now everything seems to be coming down.
Good.
But I mean, this has been quite, I don't know how many minutes after, and it's still just taking a while tonight.
Okay. Yeah. You tend to be quite ambitious on these calls, I've found.
I just tend to say whatever's needed and then,
okay.
Yeah, then it comes in.
So let me reality check. By the time, you know, the whole thing is settled down by the end of the experience, are you in back in good space? You haven't like taken on anything that has persisted like into the next day or anything?
No, it's processing through and it's releasing.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's really powerful service you're doing to have that level of discomfort in your own body to pass things through. Just make sure they do pass through and don't stick. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. She's quite the service lady. Thank you. let's see. Indie Sage type saw a blue orb that turned into a tunnel at the end, which gave me blissful feelings. Sweet. Then he said, when I invited my spirit masters in to join the process, you mentioned some serious healing beginning to take place, and I felt the transmutation as well. Lovely. Yeah. We got a good crew. A lot of y'all have been showing up for quite a while now, and I'm just so delighted that we were turning into such a wonderful service machine collectively. You know, new folks are always welcome, but it's really so nice to have a core who just show up pretty consistently. And I think together we're helping things out. It really feels good. You know, it's also worth noting, I'm sure there are probably, I mean, how many thousands of groups around the planet doing stuff like this in whatever way. And, you know, in the great scheme, we're just one teensy little micro unit of what's going on. But, you know, put enough micro units together and it makes a big difference. So I truly believe our work is making a difference in bringing in the Aquarian Age. And I know that we're individually getting all kinds of benefit, and it's all designed to be a big win-win. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
I just wanted to say thank you for everybody, and you and everyone here. This is just really wonderful to be involved in this. I just stumbled on it synchronously.
Yay.
I think everyone's doing a great job. Kudos to everybody doing this.
Thanks, Harmony. We appreciate your feedback. Please come join us anytime you're able. We'd love to have you.
I've been wanting to look for some place to volunteer, and this is definitely my alley.
Yay. Thank you. Your presence makes us stronger. Thank you. Let's see, looks like Helen, or she typed, thank you, Cynthia. Yeah, she's talking about the time zone thing, I think. All right. So I'm feeling a little bit of a wrap-up vibe, but we have time for one or two more sharings if anyone would like to do that. Thank you all. I just have to say, I enjoy these calls so much. It is so deeply gratifying to me, and so much bliss to do this kind of stuff. And I'm also being called to share, you can get to a level of awakening where you can have a lot of heavy stuff moving through your body and there's no suffering. And you can just get to a point where you can be a really powerful heavy energy processing engine and be perfectly fine and nothing sticks. And even the processing is just, you know, it just happens, and there's really, it's not a big deal. There's no pain, there's no suffering, and it's all good. So just let you know it's possible if you're not there yet. All right. So it feels like wrap up time. Very thankful that you all showed up. Marie typed, I feel it is a very strong group too. It's one group where I truly feel the communion of spirits as one. Oh, thank you, Marie. That's really sweet. Yeah, that's what I'm shooting for anyway. And it's nice to know it's coming together. Thank you all very much. Until next time, many blessings to you all. Good night.